please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
What's up, DV Nation? This is Davey Bonerwood from DV Radio, and you're listening to
Disgruntled Discussions by Disgruntled Vets.
I'm Chappie.
I am number two.
I'm Thumper. I was in the Coast Guard.
We created Disgruntled Vets when we were in Afghanistan.
I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it live. I watched The Hurt Locker. I fucking got this.
If we do have any children who are listening, one, please report your parents to social services for allowing you to listen to this shit.
And we only have two fucking viewers, so come on, man.
They're about to go get some debt court and do a breaching charge.
You're going to get to know us. You're going to love us. You're going to hate us. You're going to want to touch us in very sexual ways at the end of the night.
I'm doing that right now.
And now, at that point, I didn't get any because I sent her home.
That was good, Humper.
Wait, do we even have fans yet?
And welcome to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us Disgruntled Vets, powered by DV Radio. And with me, we have Gigglebox Hooligan.
Hey.
We have Jekyll. Nope.
He's still fucking
here.
Oh, good gosh. And we also have Sidewinder, who happens to be the founder and owner of K-Bar Soap. How you doing, Sidewinder?
Outstanding. What's up, Disgruntled Nation?
So, I guess the Jekyll meme with the mute buttons shall continue this week. Anyway, we'll go right into number two's favorite segment since he's not here. I'm pretty sure he got lost at the gay bar with Thumper. But anyway, what are you drinking? We'll start with Sidewinder.
All right, so I'm going back to one of my old staples, the old Tito's and Tonic. Tends to be a good clean finisher on a work night.
Alrighty then.
Not bad.
Jekyll, I assume you're drinking something dumb since you can't find the mute button.
Hey, I found the damn mute button. The problem was I couldn't use it last week, apparently.
So what are you drinking?
This one is one of my old school favorites, Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
It's actually really good.
Uh-oh.
It's Mountain Dew. It's not an alcohol. I'm sure you can mix it in some alcohol. Hooligan, are you drinking anything?
Yeah, I'm just being lazy with it and just doing a Budweiser.
America. Hell yeah.
America. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, that's part of the other reason, but yeah, just didn't feel like doing anything fancy tonight.
Well, we all know I don't drink, so we'll just move on from that. We are going to go into our Sidewinder's Topics of the Week.
All right, so we got a couple topics. One good, one bad. We'll start with the good. So, I don't know if anybody is aware that the Washington Post published a picture of one of Trump's security guards, Keith Schiller, carrying a stack of papers that, you know, had Mad Dog's personal cell phone number on it. This sophomore in high school named Teddy Fisher, I guess he had a quick mind and decided to jot the number down. So he ended up calling the number just to make sure, got the recording, and found out that it was, in fact, Mad Dog himself on voice messaging. So he decided not to leave a message. Rather, he hung up and sent him a text. He basically said that, is it possible for you to conduct an interview? By the way, your personal number was leaked to the American public. Have a wonderful day. So this is the text he sent the, Marine Corps and America's supreme leader now, outside of the president. So Mattis just decided to give him a call. It's kind of amazing that he won't agree to an interview with CNN or any of these other mainstream outlets, but he'll talk to a sophomore from his home state of Washington. So, pretty amazing. I know a lot of people would love to pick his brain for 45 minutes just one-on-one, and this kid was successful in doing it. So, that's the feel-good story. You know that he is still human and willing to take time for the people. So, any thoughts on that? What do you guys think? You think we can get him on?
It's possible, but we're going to have to get Chaffee to actually reach out to him on that. And the only reason I say that is because Chaffee, the way he spells and can't really read, you know, it'll probably seem like some little kid's trying to get Mattis on to, you know, a show, talk about whatever. So, it could actually work out in our benefit.
Yeah, we're just going to claim we're a bunch of five-year-olds on a radio show. Okay, that'll totally work. He might be a Marine, but he's not that dumb.
Are you kidding me?
You can totally drop the Marine card. I'm sure it may go somewhere.
Well, I'll just type up an email to the Secretary of Defense and see what he says. Anyway, yeah. Anybody have his email address?
Somebody just needs to find the kid.
I think we need to find Hillary Clinton's server. I believe it was on there.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's true. And you have another topic?
I do, and this one is not a good one, unfortunately. It hits home with me as well as I'm sure it does with most anybody in the service. That it goes to show you that you don't necessarily need to serve abroad to be put in harm's way. There's 15 Marines and one sailor that were killed in a C-130 crash in Mississippi. It happened about 5 o'clock yesterday Eastern Standard Time. Well, local time was 4 p.m. 1600 for the military type. So it was flying from Cherry Point to El Centro, California. It was a reserve unit based out of New York. They were carrying small arms, ammunition, and personal weapons. They were based out of Stewart Air National Guard Base. So I guess it was a typical movement of ammunition and people or whatever. I'm glad it wasn't completely full. We all know how many they can carry. But it's still horrible. I saw another report that came out past couple hours that said there could have potentially been 7 MARSOC operators on there as well. So I'm sure more to come on that as they release names. But it brings, during researching this, it brings me to another part that I want to discuss with everybody. We all know the Marine Corps has been underfunded. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but we have been. It's basically the bastard children of the service. And we've got hand-me-downs for years. And evidently, it's trickled over into our air capability as well. As of December 31st last year, there was only 41% of the Corps' Air Force or air capability that was flyable. So, really hits home. They say it's operational tempo and the budget can come into that, but they're basically struggling with maintenance. So nobody knows what causes it yet. They're still under investigation. But one has to think that that could have played a part in this. So any thoughts on that? What do you guys think?
You know, as far as just the initial incident, you know, the plane going down, that's shitty no matter how you look at it. You know?
Yes.
And, you know, honestly, something like this, you know, without getting too deep into it, you know, one could say it was multiple things that honestly could have happened. You know, because you got to think these aircraft are constantly under maintenance. You know, so something could have happened up there. Something could have been done between the maintenance, or somebody not doing their job, or, you know, a million different things. But I think what we all need to focus on right now is, you know, how are we going to get past it? What are we going to do to prevent this from happening again to anybody else? The fact that it happened now was still ridiculous. You know, something like this isn't supposed to happen.
No, and unfortunately it happens far too often. You hear about it, and I feel for the families and of all those hard chargers. It's you never think it's going to happen here. You never want to think that you're in harm's way in the 48. Just feel for all of them, and send my condolences to the families. Some more to come on that. We'll find out names so we can do proper memorial on that. There's some reports said that some stuff that happened, it happened in the air, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on with that, but definitely feel for them.
Yeah. Like you said, I think we just need to sit back right now and wait till the rest of the facts come in.
Absolutely. That's not some speculating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was my good and my bad.
All right. Well, I have a fan question of the week that I'm going to be laughing my butt off because I've read it 6 times and I'm still sitting here going, oh, good grief. Okay, so this is a kid and he wants to know, my recruiter are trying to get me out of the infantry because I got a 70 on the ASVAB, and they want me to do something better and be a field radio operator, and they're telling me it's basically infantry. Is that there any truth to that?
Who the fuck? Stop it. First off, stop it. You're listening to your recruiter, for starters. That is...
God, radio operator is not basically infantry. I'm sorry. Even I know that, and I wasn't in the army.
No, you'll carry a weapon, and you'll have a big target on your back if you ever go in harm's way, because I don't want you to communicate. That's one of the worst. That's, yeah. I'm pretty sure they've gotten smaller than Prick 19s were back when I was in, but
Prick 19.
Yeah.
well, the one thing that, you know, the recruiters are not going to tell anybody is it doesn't matter. You know, what your MOS is in the long run. Yeah, everyone's a goddamn radio operator at some point in time. Like, everyone's going to learn that shit. Going to learn to fill a radio. You're going to learn what the radios do. All that. You know, there's nothing you're not going to fucking learn.
So basically, you'll just be in calm.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No. If that's what you want to do, no.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, trust me. And being in commo, too, you're not, I think everyone just hears like a certain MOS or a certain job title and thinks, oh, okay, well, this is exactly what it's going to be. And that's all there is to that certain job, when that's not even the truth at all.
It's just, you know, it's this question that's cracking me up. If I become a field radio operator, I'm basically infantry. Is there any truth to that? I'm dying at that line.
No, it's, well, for starters, it's not true, and that's just fucking retarded to say. You know,
a lot of people like to think that they're just basically infantry, you know?
Yeah, because it's.
I just signed my papers to go to MEPS. I'm basically infantry.
Already?
Yeah, that reminds me of.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, good grief. Stolen Valor. Don't even let's get started on that subject, because we'll be on a rant for 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, it's that one with the whole thing of, yeah, you know, I'm in delayed enlistment, so I'm pretty much airborne.
Well, he just sent back, yeah, that's another, that's what I was thinking. Plus, I feel like they're trying to fill a quota. You think, kid?
Hey, he learns fast. He's a fast study.
Sounds like he needs to go Air Force.
Yeah, right? He can see past the Army bullshit.
Sure,
he must have.
Oh, God. And I literally type back, you think? They have quotas. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Wait, so he's asking this right now?
Yes, I'm not trying to mess with him. I'm just answering him truthfully.
Oh, no. Come on. We got to troll the fuck out of this kid.
No. Oh,
it's happening.
You know, you better be careful, though. The kid may be smart enough to troll us back, though.
Well, Chappie thought he was smart enough when I was trolling him. I convinced the nation to send him dick pics.
Oh, my gosh. While we were on air. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
While we were on air.
He's like, he goes, you guys must have jinxed me, because suddenly, out of nowhere, I'm getting dick pics. And we're all giggling, because he sent a private message to us with the link, and we're all dying. And he doesn't realize, and he's like, interrupts us, and he goes, oh, there's another one. Hey, and another one. Wait, what's going on? And we're sitting there going, dude, Hooligan posted it while we're talking.
And, yeah, I mean, like, Chappie was going into detail about how creative they got. And I mean, like, it was some funny shit.
Oh, gosh.
I think we owe one of those guys a shirt because he got the most creative with it.
Oh, gosh. So that went quicker than I thought. So now we got to find stuff to talk about.
That's what she said.
Yeah, me too.
You got jokes. You got jokes. Oh, I know what we can talk about. It was
how
brought,
the Coast Guard is actually the transsexuals of the Navy.
That and how the Navy is nothing more than a set of taxis to the Marines.
That's the men's department in the Navy.
They're the world's finest taxi force. That's what we like to call them. But they do a fine job. You know, they do a fine job. We always give them shit, but they do a good job.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. All they got to do is just bend over and take it.
Well, it depends if you're giving or receiving. That's what...
Well, that went dark quick. We were way funnier in chat. What's wrong with you people?
That's true.
See, what the show doesn't get is we spend all day saying, oh, we need to talk about this and we need to talk about that. And we get to laughing and carrying on. And then we don't do it when we get to the show.
That's because, you know, we're putting so much emphasis on just trying to have some sort of fucking rhythm to what we do.
Well, no, I don't know.
Maybe I need to review. Let's review the content.
Yeah, I'm looking through it.
Am I the only one going through the chat trying to find something really quick?
Oh, yes. Jekyll, you need to tell everybody about the license plate you saw.
Oh, you're talking about the one that I think might have been your car?
Yeah, that one.
So no joke, I went just outside of Atlanta yesterday, and I was at a pick and part, and I'm getting to walk up there, and I almost trip over my own damn feet when I look up and see a license plate that says ANTFAFA.
Antfafa?
Antfafa?
Why would you want your license plate Antfafa?
God, don't tell me there was fucking Antifa pricks again.
Anti-Fifi strikes again. By the way, they're training, so we might want to watch our backs when we talk shit about them.
Yeah, let's tread carefully on that.
Yeah, but they're solid training now. Saw some of that stuff. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know what? Wasn't that the video we watched earlier?
Which one?
The one where nobody could keep hold of their own guns?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, the one I saw, they're doing roundhouse kicks. It looks like a 5-year-old could do it. So I think we're pretty safe still. So,
all right. Well, nevermore. I know there's a little confusion there from last week, but who do we got coming up?
Who's our guest? Oh, today our guest, we have decided that we want to get Objective Zero on for an update, seeing as how they're making headlines in a huge way. So I want to see where they're at and what going on with the app and so forth and so on. And we'll get to that in just a moment.
Awesome.
Awesome, yes. Oh, God, yeah, we still got time. I'm like running out of shit to say. So what did everybody do this week?
I got back from vacation on Saturday, and I've been trying to detox just a little bit. It's been rough. So had 4 days off. Felt like it was time to start back tonight. So it was a good time.
Too bad you still won't send any tracking numbers out.
You get it.
Yeah, so what's going on with your side of the business there? How's K-Bar holding up?
It's not doing too bad. Partnering with a lot of people and making it happen. It's been a good week. Had to catch up from last week a little bit since I'm a one man band, wasn't here. So, yeah, it's been good. We got our first trade show coming up. I'm going to be at a hunting expo in Charlotte in a couple weeks. So trying to prep for that. Just, trying to live the dream. That's it.
There you go. No, I mean, like, you know, you can increase your profits, though, if you just stop eating the product.
Yeah, but it's cheaper than groceries.
I thought we decided this. We were just not going to eat the soap because it was, you know, no matter what, it might be all natural, but you probably just shouldn't eat soap. Come on, guys. Stick to the program.
Your folks never put a bar of soap in your mouth when you were young?
Hell yeah.
Not for fun.
Yeah, not for fun, but I mean, you know, you kind of acquire taste.
No, it's never fun.
And I don't know what kind of, I don't know what kind of grown up he did. I never heard of anybody doing that for fun.
Yeah, right?
Sense acquired taste. Get it stuck in your mouth enough. Get used to it.
So said everybody in the Navy.
That was good. Yes. Holy shit, we really got to get some more Navy admin on here.
Yes.
It's almost unfair.
God, I can see the hate mail coming into me for that one.
Get it set up.
We'll bring in somebody from the Navy on one night, and we'll get a coastie, and we'll just have a good old-fashioned branch war. But, you know, I really hate to do that to y'all, because there's two Air Force, which means we're triply smarter than y'all, so there you go.
Triply? No,
yeah,
no,
exactly.
You just shut yourself. Triply.
I know, I said it like that on purpose.
That's probably giving credit.
Hold on. Isn't there a triple E in the Marine Corps?
There is.
Yes.
Sing that song.
Well, not me.
Well, I know you can't. Triple like, E.
Come on. There's I know all... it, but there will be no singing from Sidewinder on the show.
Apparently, we need to get him drunker for that.
I was going to say, we're going to have to record a show one, like, Friday night when he's good and toasted.
Saturday morning at 02. Yeah. You may hear snoring about 15 minutes into it, but it'd be fun for the first 15.
All right. Our first and only 15-minute show. Sorry, folks, but Sidewinder conked out. It happens. We still got a few more minutes.
Well, wow. See what happens when you ain't got jokes when my mute button works.
I know, right? Wow.
You want me to? What about the vet business thing? You want to go ahead and let me do that?
Yes, because I'll totally forget.
Light it up.
All right, so we'll talk about Silverback strength and conditioning. He's out in Reno, Nevada. He is he's a starting strength gym. There's very few of these in the world. He said, I think there's only 16 of these in the world that is actually a starting strength gym. There's only 160 coaches in the world as well, and he's one of them. I served with him. He was in CEB with me. He's got a couple slogans. One is, no one's ever said I lost because I was too strong. But my personal favorite, what he tells people, he says, he doesn't promise six-pack abs because he can't lock you in a box and feed you when he likes it, but he guarantees you'll be stronger. So check him out. He's at Silverback SNC on Instagram, Silverback Strength and Conditioning on Facebook, and SilverbackSNC.com for his blog, and see some workouts and stuff like that. So if anybody's out in the Reno, Nevada area, give him a shout and tell him Sidewinder sent you.
So this guy, he's opening a gym from what I just understood, correct?
Yeah, he's been in operation for a couple of years. And it's all about strength. It's not necessarily about looks. It's about how strong you want to be. He's definitely a no-neck Bubba. He's got a little bit of muscles. But he's definitely into it. He's living his dream. He took a chance a couple years ago and got a loan and started a gym. And he's been able to sustain off of that. Worked for the VA, did some things here and there. And he is living the dream. It's awesome to see when brothers do that and step out and actually are able to sustain themselves with something they love. Very motivating, but he's a hell of a guy, isn't it? His actual handle in the Corps was Silverback. So that's where that comes from. He's one of those hairy motherfuckers that there's hair, his hair connected over his traps. So his back hair connected to his chest hair. And I've never seen anybody like that. But hence the nickname Silverback. I think he gets it lasered now. He had to take care of that. But that's where it comes from. But he's a hell of a guy. So check them out if you're out there.
So it's not going to be like one of those LA Fitness types or fucking just pop-up gyms that you see?
Hell no. He's in a kind of a warehouse with a lot of power racks. It's all about lifting dead weights, lifting and getting your max potential out. It's not about Hollywood muscle. It's about real muscle.
Yes, yeah, none of that CrossFit bullshit either.
No. No, it's a principle that only a very few people actually, you have to go qualify to be a coach, and you have to pass tests to be a coach in this. I think his name's Ripito is the guy that wrote the books on this type of lifting. So he's made a lot of good advancements. He's got a lot of older people that come to him as well, and he's got women in there that'll that can squat a couple hundred pounds. It's really amazing. The work he's done, so definitely.
God damn.
Yeah.
Alrighty, folks, you heard it there. Our vet business of the week. We are going to take a short break and be back with Objective Zero.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio. And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions. We still have Jekyll, who I'm not going to wait for to unmute the button this time, Hooligan, Sidewinder, and with us we also have our special guest Blake from Objective Zero. How you doing, Blake?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't know about the other three. One's probably still stuck on mute.
I'm telling you, it's that Amazon Prime Day. It's got everyone kind of sidetracked.
It must be. Must be. He must be on there ordering a new mute button.
Or an industrial-sized tub of lube like it was brought up over the break. I mean, I guess. That's still a good deal. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, but do you want to tell them why?
I said there's probably plenty of those on clearance.
Are you sure about that? We have a lot of armed forces.
Well, there's no Navy on the show.
Well, I didn't mean on the show. I mean in general.
That's got to be all right. There's smoke lights out there, right?
Yeah, I guess. They wouldn't know what to do with it. They're in their mom's basement. Anyway... Blake, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here?
Yeah, absolutely. First, thanks for having me on. You guys have been big supporters of ours, and I'm the executive director for the Objective Zero Foundation, which is a veteran nonprofit dedicated to preventing veteran and military member suicide. And the way that we're doing this is through a mobile application, a forthcoming mobile application that will connect veterans and military members to a distributed support network made up of fellow veterans, counselors, and just concerned citizens, as well as suicide prevention resources. So I wanted to come on the show today and just share a few updates with y'all, since you've been so great to us in the past, just to let your listeners know where we're at in the process and what they can expect in the future. Does that sound good?
That sounds awesome.
All right, cool. Well, so we were supposed to release the app this month, but after reviewing the application with our tech guys, we're not satisfied with the level of security and stability of the mobile application. And given the necessity for the app to ensure anonymity, we're going to take a couple extra weeks to lock some things down and make sure that the service is 100% secure, or as secure as it can be. So we're projecting to release sometime in August. However, we just completed the video, voice, and text integration for the app, and we were able to take it for a test drive, which was pretty exciting to actually connect to each other across the country, video chat on this secure platform. So really excited about that. In addition, and the reason I got the opportunity to be on the show, I'm kind of sloppy seconds here, is our founder, Major Chris Mercado, who has been on the show a couple times and is a total badass, is out in Washington, D.C. right now, receiving Military Times' Soldier of the Year award, which is obviously a pretty big deal. Only one soldier every year gets that award out of the, you know, roughly couple million that make up the active Guard and Reserve components. So he was at the White House today, and now he's receiving an award from, you know, senior defense officials, so I guess he had something better to do today. But we're really proud of that. He received that in large part because of his work with Objective Zero and just being an outstanding leader. I mean, the guy has 3 bronze stars. He's a bona fide badass. So just wanted to give a quick shout out to him and just tell you why he couldn't make it tonight. He wishes he could have, and I'm sure he would love to come on the show anytime you guys want. In addition to that, we've also got suicide prevention training up on our website, which for the ambassadors or those folks who will connect to the veterans and military members in need of some moral support, so that those ambassadors are trained up and know how to handle phone calls. And you can access that training on our website, which is www.objectivezero.org/become-TAC-ambassador. And, you know, we're really thankful for the relationship we have with the Veterans Administration that they set up that training for us, which was a huge step. And those are the big updates that we have, so far. We've, you know, really increased fundraising since we've been on the show, and we still attribute that to you guys and all the wonderful support that you've given us, as well as, you know, ambassadors and users that have signed up for the app. So we're really excited to launch this thing soon. There's a lot of momentum behind us. And if your listeners want to support us, one of the things we really need right now are additional ambassadors, you know, some people who are willing to answer texts, phone calls, video chats from veterans and service members. And you can do that, like I said, at our website, objectivezero.org/become-TAC-ambassador. You're required to go through that suicide prevention training I had mentioned before you become an ambassador. And then you can also sign up to become a beta user of the app, which means that you'll get early access to it before it goes out to the general public. And you can register as a beta user at objectivezero.org/become-a-user. And one of the cool things about that is you'll immediately get access, a free account, to the Headspace meditation app, which is the world's leading meditation app. It's usually $150 a year, but they like us over there at Headspace and have given us free account for our veteran and military users. So if you sign up, you get free access to that for a year. It's like a free $150.
Nice. That's awesome. So these ambassadors, who do you look for? Who's your perfect candidate for that? Is it veteran? Is it civilian? Or is it anybody that wants to help? What do you think?
You know, we're looking for a good mix. So anyone who wants to help. Obviously, there are a lot of veterans out there who just want to talk to other veterans. So we're certainly looking for veterans and current military members to be ambassadors. They're looking for counselors, whether they're clinicians or spiritual counselors. And then also looking for civilians who, you know, care about our armed forces, about our veterans, and want to help. And one of the things that we've found, because we already have started receiving phone calls, as y'all are familiar with, people who are in, you know, dire straits, they're in crisis. And so they've actually just been calling my cell phone because my phone number is on our website. And what we've found is I've put them in contact with ambassadors, and we found that a lot of veterans actually like connecting to civilians that don't have any military experience. That's one of the surprising things we found. So I really think that this app, in a lot of ways, can help bridge that, you know, civilian military divide that is such a big issue in today's society. So we're just really looking for anyone who gives a shit, basically, and is willing to take the training and help our veterans.
So are there any requirements to be an ambassador, besides taking the class?
Yes, definitely. So you must be 18 years of age or older to become an ambassador, and you can't be convicted or charged or convicted of a felony related to any sort of sex crime or domestic assault to become an ambassador. And the rationale behind that, obviously, is what we're trying to avoid situations where there could potentially be sexual predators taking advantage of people on the Objective Zero app. You know, people who might be in a crisis situation, might be vulnerable. So there are very few, you know, restrictions. Like I said, 18 years and older, not charged with a, or charged with a felony related to a sexual or domestic assault, and then taking that online training, which takes about 50 minutes. And then you're good to go. And then you can decide to be on the net as much or as little as you want. And you can actually, the ambassador can set their schedule and their preferred communication method. So if they don't want someone calling or requesting the video chat and they just want to communicate via text, they can set their options, their preferences to only be contacted via text during certain time frames so that they're not receiving those messages at all hours of the day.
Or night.
Yeah, or night. Yeah, exactly.
We know how that goes.
Yeah, I know we've talked to you guys in the past. You've done tremendous work in helping a lot of people through some serious, serious issues. And I know that definitely takes a toll. And that's why we donate to your organization, too, because you do, in addition to funny and entertaining radio, you've been doing a lot of important work on that front, really leading the charge in a lot of ways.
Well, do you have any fundraising that's going on right now? I know that we got everybody to the Kickstarter point, but we knew it was going to take much, much more to see this thing to the end.
Yeah, definitely. And holy smokes, you guys helped us out in a huge way. We were struggling before Chris Mercado came on the radio show, and then, you know, we surpassed our goal, and fundraising has kind of skyrocketed since then. However, we still need additional funds to integrate additional features into the mobile application. One of the features that we'd like to see added down the road, but that we don't have the money for, is that if users want to connect to their medical provider or professional on the app, we want to provide them a mechanism to do so. And so that's our current fundraising effort, is to raise funding for that, as well as monthly maintenance fees, because the more users we have, the more data storage costs we'll have as well. So you can donate on our website, objectivezero.org/donate. And that's the current campaign that's running right now, is to support those efforts.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've already gave him like 5 or 6 ideas that I would love to see, just as for the veteran community, integrated into there. So I can't even imagine how much all that would cost.
Yeah, and we've got a list of all the ideas, including, you know, your ideas and the rest of the team's ideas there. And to get a bare bones model out to the community, and then add some features later on.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've discussed it offline, because I don't want to, you know, give out any ideas that may or may not come to light yet, but there's going to be a lot of things that are planned in the future for Objective Zero that's going to really take on that number 22. And I know that 22 isn't the accurate number these days. I think it's like 20, but try to eliminate that down to zero.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, for all the listeners out there who are thinking to themselves, hey, I have a really great idea, something I would like to see in this Objective Zero app, just email. You know, we're always striving to make the app better and more effective, and you can send us an email at contact us, that's one word, at objectivezero.org.
All right, I'm the only one talking. How about the rest of you hosts? You got questions?
Well, I will say, considering I can't even figure out a mute button, I was actually able to just register to be a beta user.
News, and definitely app. Meditation in general has been shown to, you know, reduce anxiety, depression, stress, and various symptoms of, PTSD. So it's really a cool feature of the app, and we're honored to be partnered with them. And like I said, $150 value a year that you automatically get, you know, access to that app is pretty cool.
Sidewinder?
Well, I want to say what I think you're doing is awesome. It's that level of anonymity that I think some of these people that are struggling need. I've talked to quite a few people that are outside of, you know, my generation, maybe 10 years. They served 10 years prior to me, and they don't keep in touch with any of their brothers. And it's a little alarming, because I know I try to keep in touch with most of mine as I can. I mean, I got out in 2004, so it's been a while. But there's a lot of people that really lost touch, and they may feel like they don't have anybody to talk to, but they don't want to admit weakness at the end of the day. So this is definitely awesome. Give them at the touch of a button a way to contact somebody and reach out. I think it's gonna benefit a lot of people.
Anybody else?
Yeah, that made me think of something, and that is a lot of the phone calls that I've been receiving from veterans out there who are in a bad way. They're thinking about taking their lives. A lot of them are experiencing either financial issues or marital issues. Veteran homelessness is a big one. And, you know, I just made me think the Objective Zero mobile application and the resources tab within the app, in addition to resources that will help someone with their mental health, we're also including resources to help veterans who are struggling with some of those financial issues or homelessness. I can't tell you the number of veterans I've talked to who have been in tears because they're past due on their mortgage. They're about to lose their homes. And they tell me that, you know, if they lose their house, they might as well just kill themselves. And I hear this time and time again. So that's one of the things we're really trying to do with the app too, is try to help veterans who are struggling with all these issues that can lead to suicide and make sure that none of these guys and gals, are left behind.
Yeah, that's an amazing, resources are the hardest thing. A lot of times we see that they'll reach out onto the page until they're just past desperate when it's just about too late, you know, 24 hours until they need finances or something. And we give out the resources we can, but a lot of times if it's a specific area, we have to Google it and search for it. And an app will be a nice way to just have it all in one central location. And we can say, hey, sign up, do this, go find the resources. And it would make it easier for them that struggle.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with over 40,000 nonprofits dedicated to veterans out there, the issue isn't that there aren't enough resources. It's that the landscape is so fragmented that connecting to those resources is very difficult. And one example of how, you know, getting connected to resources actually helps is, you know, the VA's recent study that highlighted that 20 veterans are taking their lives every single day. Well, 16 of those 20 fall outside of the VA system. So what that tells you is that, you know, of those 20, only 4 who are connected to the VA system are taking their lives, which then proves that, you know, access or being connected to those resources can save lives because the suicide rates are so much lower amongst that population that's connected. So you're right. It's very hard to find those resources, and we hope to solve that issue within the app.
Yeah, that would be an amazing thing to do. Because people, I've looked, there's no resources. And when you get to digging, there are tons of resources. It's hard to say what's best suited for you without me knowing your entire life history, but there are resources. It's a matter of getting to them before you're in so far that you can't think straight.
Yeah, definitely. And finding those resources that are reputable and reliable. Because I've been blown away, and I'm sure that you guys have experienced this too. You know, you get involved in the nonprofit space looking to help veterans to prevent suicide, and you think that everyone has the best of intentions. Or at least I did, you know, being a Utah boy. I'm from Utah. I'm a little naive in that way, I suppose. But we've run into several individuals, you know, who have had, some pretty bad intentions and just, you know, have tried to even do our organization harm, and they're taking money from people, not providing resources. So it's important that the resources that you do point people to are, you know, they're actually using the money they raise to help veterans instead of line their pockets, which unfortunately a lot of those 40,000 are doing.
Yes, it's very hard to vet a resource unless it's been tested over and over and over again, because it doesn't come out for, you know, when they first are organized, it doesn't come out for how many years before you've realized that they were just a fraud taking people's money sitting in a mansion?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Scum of the earth, I tell you what.
Hooligan, you around and awake and got any questions? He might have got disconnected.
I think he's on Amazon Prime looking at the lube again.
Yeah, you caught me. You caught me. Yeah, apparently I was on mute. My headset disconnected somehow. Uh-huh. But, so, going back to, you know, what you were covering, you did bring up the VA at one point on that, saying you guys are teaming up with the VA in some way.
Yeah, for the suicide prevention training.
Okay.
Yeah, we've tried to stay away from any sort of official partnership with the VA. The VA does, you know, great work. There are a lot of people who are working there. It obviously has its issues, which have been reported in the news media. But we kind of want to keep that degree of separation, just for the anonymity of our users, and also so, you know, we can innovate as we need to and not be, you know, burdened down by red tape and bureaucracy that inevitably comes with, you know, accepting a lot of money from a government bureaucracy.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I can't honestly blame you on that one. It was just one of the questions I had in regards to that, though, was in regard, it was actually from a recent appointment of mine that I went to last week. This doctor was telling me about they're trying to roll out some new programs themselves and trying to make things a little bit easier when it comes to scheduling appointments or getting medication, stuff like that. So, you know, I know how it's important for a lot of veterans out there currently to try and keep up with their VA stuff, and hell, we all know how difficult it is. So that's why I was kind of wondering if you guys were actually going to be considering a team up like that to maybe do something to help set up reminders for vets to go to certain appointments or get refills on certain medications they need or things of that nature.
You know, that's a really good idea. We hadn't thought about that, so I'm definitely going to take note of it. As I mentioned previously, we would like to integrate features that would allow users to connect to their healthcare providers through the app.
Yeah.
So, you know, their VA provider through the app. But I really like that idea of notifications and reminders. That's a great idea.
Because you know what the VA does in general when it does come to setting up appointments and whatnot? It's, you know, they'll call you about a day out with a, you know, it's just an automated recording. And half the time, if they're trying to give out important information, it just goes and then stops and leaves you hanging there. Like, okay, well, what now? Now, at least with something like that, it can allow the vet to, you know, remind themselves and actually see firsthand, okay, this is who I need to call, this extension, that extension, whatever the case may be, instead of being put on hold for hours on end. You know, it's horribly frustrating.
Yeah, definitely. And I've received those messages too where the message starts and it's very evident that the message started like halfway through whatever this automated voice is trying to tell you. And the most important piece was the beginning part of that conversation. And you're like, what the hell? And then you try calling the number back and it just goes to an automated line. So there's no one to talk to. So yeah, I think some integrations like that would be hugely beneficial.
You realize now that somebody at the VA is going to be listening to this and create a VA app. Thanks, Hooligan.
Well, no, I hope they do listen to this, and if they suck at their job, then go fuck themselves.
But hey, if you're good at your job, get an app. We don't care.
Yeah.
We've always said, and when we started Objective Zero, we're, you know, looking to see if other folks were out there doing this. And we've always said, hey, if someone out there can do this faster and better and more effectively than we can, then that's great. You know what I mean? Like, we would love to see that happen, but unfortunately, the government is just not set up in a way to innovate. I mean, the VA has created multiple apps, and some of them are effective, some of them are not, but a lot of them are running, you know, legacy technology. So I don't have a lot of confidence that they would be able to churn out an app, you know, and steal our idea, if you will. But if they did, then that'd be great. We can endorse them because we're not getting paid as staff members of Objective Zero. No one has received a dime on our staff, and that's the way we want to keep it. So
yeah, hence it's not a money maker. Term nonprofit. Yeah, see, this is what I love about what you guys are doing. It's something for vets by vets. We're the only people that are going to understand what each other needs and what each other, you know, wants to talk about, what they mean when they're talking. You know, it's tough to duplicate that, especially if it's being done on the government dime, because it's going to be done by people that obviously have no clue what the fuck you're doing. You know, it's just like going to the VA, you know, you're meeting with people who more than half the time don't know what the hell they're doing. And hence why we see such gross negligence like we currently do.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear you say that, because even on our staff, we've had some volunteers come and go, and it's always the veteran volunteers who have the sticking power and really put forth the full effort, and whom I've been most impressed by, for the most part. Like, we've got a fundraising director who isn't a veteran, who's an absolute rock star, but other than her, you know, most of our staff are veterans or family members of veterans, and that's it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, we've had one of your staff members on the show to kind of give us an update from the technology standpoint, and I asked him how he learned about Objective Zero, and he said actually listening to Disgruntled Discussions, and I was like, that's pretty small world there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that when Chris Mercado came on the radio show that first time, we gained so many things in addition to the fundraising to help with Kickstarter. Chris Mann, our CTO, who you just mentioned, yeah, he was listening to the show that night, contacted us the next day, and he's been an integral part of the team in making this happen. I mean, we are a nonprofit tech startup, and we didn't have a CTO at the time, and you guys brought us a very qualified and motivated CTO. Yeah, we owe you guys big time.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I heard you guys first on DV Radio, and I was like, okay, I kind of want to see that program to go through and happen, because, yeah, it's great and all that you can go on Facebook and reach out, but there are some times when some of us have to sleep, and we can't always look 24/7, and it would be so much easier versus the handful of admin and, you know, 500,000 users that have signed up as ambassadors.
Yeah.
Why don't we, before I forget, why don't you let folks know where they can find you on Facebook, Instagram, any of that junk?
Yeah, all right. As I mentioned like four or five times, objectivezero.org is our website, and there you can sign up to be an ambassador, and we need more ambassadors to fill out the support network. You can reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/Objective Zero app. That's all one word. And on Instagram, instagram.com/Objective Zero app as well. And then on Twitter at Zero Vet Suicides.
All right, folks. I don't know how many of y'all Twitter, but I don't, but tweet them. Or I guess that's the right word. What's the right word?
Yeah, tweet them.
All right. Better than what I was thinking anyway. Sorry. Do you have anything else you'd like to add besides congratulations to the major? Because I told him he's got to come on the show so I can interview the soldier of the year.
Yeah, I will. He will definitely be coming on the show. Yeah, again, want to say congratulations to Chris Mercado for being awarded the Soldier of the Year Award. It's a huge honor. And also thank you guys for having me on this evening and supporting Objective Zero. We literally would not be around or where we're at without your support. And again, I just encourage your users, listeners rather, to go onto our website, objectivezero.org, and sign up to be users and ambassadors. And yeah, that's all I have. Thanks again for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for the update. We figured it was about time with Chris making a splash all over the interwebs. So we really appreciate your time. Boys, anything else?
No, I definitely appreciate, you know, your time and what you guys are doing out there. One thing I did want to follow up on, though, I apologize if we touched on this, but as far as volunteering, is there anything that you guys are looking for, like on the tech side?
Great question. Yeah. So we're always looking for Android and iOS developers. And in addition to that, one of the things that we're currently working on right now is a national organizational structure. And one of the cool volunteer positions within our organization is what's called a regional volunteer coordinator. And these volunteers will be responsible for a geographic area. So they'll be responsible for any fundraising events, for signing up users, for signing up ambassadors, and they get to lead their own team to help us build the organization nationwide. So if any of your listeners are interested in becoming a volunteer in that capacity or as an iOS or Android developer, definitely send us an email at contactus@objectivezero.org.
All right. Sidewinder, you have anything else?
No, man. Keep fighting a good fight. It's awesome what you're doing, and I look forward to that app being released.
All right. Good deal.
And what about you, Jekyll?
No, I got nothing. I can't wait to get my hands on that app and see what's in there.
Yeah, that's our nerd. So there you have it, folks. Blake from Objective Zero was with us, and now we are going to go take a short break, and you can tune in to our last segment.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
I do solemnly swear that I will
support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies,
foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith
and allegiance to the same.
And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the officers appointed above me.
And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States.
And the orders of the officers appointed over me.
According to regulations and the Uniform
Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Grab your Oath of Enlistment shirt today at mydvstore.com. Show your pride that you were one of the very few that did take that oath.
And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions. We still have Sidewinder, Jekyll, hopefully, and Hooligan. You hear him giggle. Yeah. We're going to just change your name to Giggles.
I'm still here.
We're going to change your name to Giggles. You know that, right?
That's not happening.
All right, so before I forget, we are going to get our badass vet of the week underway. So we have Captain Burris, who was with the 82nd Airborne Division in World War II. Basically, he had a lot of combat under his belt, and then in April of 1945, when he was just 24 years old, the Allies were closing in on Berlin, and the war in Europe was almost over. Captain Burgess was one of the many U.S. officers who received orders directly from General Eisenhower to stand down and let the Russian army take control of Berlin. But instead, he said, "I can't stand this any longer," and he got in his Jeep with a lieutenant and sergeant and said, "Let's go across the river and see if there are some Krauts still over there." Burgess then took his two men in the Jeep over, and what they found was 15,000 men Nazi Panzer Corps. What Burgess did next became a legend, and the rest of the story was in a video, and he said basically he confronted one of the men and told them that he was here for their surrender. And the guy kind of laughed at him, you know, three men in a Jeep. And he said, "No, really, you know, we have a division of paratroopers behind us. The Russians are behind you. You either surrender to us or you surrender to them." So this guy goes and gets a three-star general. The three-star general comes back and he says the same thing. And he says the general pointed a gun at him right at his heart, scared him a little bit. Then the general turned the gun around and surrendered. So he took him back to his commander. So he basically conned a 15,000 man army into surrender with him, two other guys, and a Jeep.
Well, that is definitely straight awesome and badass.
That is most definitely badass.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
I know, right? I mean, that takes some balls, like dude.
You're talking like a fucking boss right there. You just drive right on up. He's like, all right, dude. Here's your options.
Yeah.
No fucks were given.
I mean, he said he was just tired of it. So he wanted it to end. So I guess that's one way to get her done.
And he got to live the rest of his life knowing he was a straight badass. That's perfect.
Yeah, no shit. Usually in this segment, we have number two give military history. We're not going to do that because none of us bothered to Google anything. So we're just going to move on to, did anything military besides a tragedy happen in the news this week? Oh, wait, there is something that happened in military history, eh, Jarhead?
Yeah, there is. And I feel...
Azumi had to remind him.
I feel bad that Azumi had to remind me of this stuff. But so, yeah, evidently on this day in history, the Marine Corps actually became an independent branch. So contrary to belief, 1775 is not when the actual U.S. Marine Corps became alive, but that's what we call it. So July 11th, 1798 became its own independent branch of the military. We celebrate 1775, but that's when it was the Continental Marines. And, and John Adams actually signed it in a bill that would make the Marine Corps independent branch in 1798. So it's a good day for us. I said it calls for a celebration. So I'm trying to read through a little bit more of this. They started out with the Marine Corps basically saying they were going to support the Army on land, or they were going to report to the Army on land and then the Navy on the sea. And you know that's not going to last long. We're not going to report to anybody, really. So they got us for 20 years and, 23 years and it became its own branch. So, it's a huge day for us, actually. It's our Independence Day. So, thanks for reminding me of that.
It's looking like
everything leading up to this show is just all a bunch of Marine talk and this and that.
Yeah. I mean, we really, really need to just have a Marine show. I guess the three of us will just have to sit back and make crayon jokes because we got nothing else. But yeah.
I don't know. You guys have been doing really well. I mean, your affection for Mattis reminded me of the actual date in history that we became the United States Marine Corps. I don't know. You guys are pretty much on a roll. I think you're good.
Well, since the whole populations of the snowflake world can self-identify as whatever the fuck they want, I read an article the other day that somebody was self-identifying as fucking furniture. So if they can do that, I'm just going to start self-identifying as a Marine. Hoorah.
Hoorah. You got it right.
What the fuck just happened?
This isn't the first time she's done that.
Nevermore, you are out of your goddamn mind.
And your point?
Oh,
so definitely not a taker and hooligan. There will be no conversion there.
Fuck no.
So apparently we had our first female Zumi convert over to the men's division of the Navy.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah, hooligan's never going to do it. You know, dun-da-dun, no, 101st. There goes his ego.
I'm proud of my service in the Army.
Damn right. Absolutely. Well, who was it with?
The 101st.
Whoa, the really?
Who the fuck else do you think it was?
Oh, my
Jesus
goodness.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Say who the word. That? Say the word 101st, and guess what comes up? Hooligan!
Only the best goddamn Literally. Unit in the whole fucking Army. Let alone the entire military.
Oh, easy. Give it Army.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, we need a good old-fashioned branch war on here sometime.
Yeah. See, now I know exactly what you fuckers are trying to do.
Yes.
Trying to get a rise out of me.
Well, we all know the 101st isn't as good as the 82nd.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to. Oh,
they're not
no,
even.
No, and this is coming from somebody who just said they're self-identifying as Marine from being an Air Force vet. Honestly, I couldn't blame you. I mean, like, you know, I know the Air Force needs groups to look up to make them feel special and...
Yeah, we call those PJs, not 101st.
Yeah, we call those vet flakes.
No, I'm pretty sure, aren't the PJs the ones that go in and rescue the 101st?
Yes, no, yes, no. Yes.
Ooh.
No, I can actually think of a couple times where PJs have come in. I got nothing against them. I think they do a great job in their own right.
Hooligan's broken. I want a refund. We need a new default hooligan. Please apply if you would like to take the place of 101st Hooligan, because we cannot even get him to rant.
Yeah, Hooligan just... I'm going to be honest with you, man. I am fucking just burnt out from work over these last couple days. I deal with so many goddamn civilians that just make you want to fucking...
Hooligan, what do you...
fucking baby, throw punch somebody. I don't know.
What do you think about the VA?
Fuck, man. I got to go back.
Yep, you heard it, folks. Can't even get Hooligan mad. Sorry. Hate to disappoint you.
Yeah, no, let me get you next week. Let me get you next week.
Oh, hell, everybody going to be mad next week. But anyway, you know, whatever. We didn't.
Yeah, Hooligan's just a little under the weather.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be enough. It'll be plenty of chatter next week with that topic. That's going to be it's going to be pretty interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
I can serve ammo right now for that one myself.
Absolutely. There'll be plenty of it. It's definitely an interesting topic. So.
Well, you know what? We need to start doing that more. Stop touching yourself.
We do need to touch on, and that is, where the fuck has Chappie been?
Oh,
it
you
has
know.
Been quiet. There's been no live feed from him.
Shitty
know,
internet.
In a good minute.
Shitty internet.
That's what he's calling it.
Yeah. Hey, we all get a break from the 25 minutes of saying the same sentence over about 60 million times. So, yeah. And didn't we have to sit and watch him play that game Bean Boozle? Yeah. I'm not missing the live streams at all.
I'll tell you what, though, he still appreciates those dick pics.
Oh, yes, he still does. I'm pretty sure he's still getting Snapchat.
Oh, do you think we could actually get the guys from Objective Zero to add that in?
Just for Chappie?
Just for Chappie. Send Chappie a dick pic and get something out of it.
Oh, they're going to hate us after that. But on a funny note, you know, ever since he got that P status, he's been...
Oh, yeah, he got his P status.
Yeah, I thought it was an STD.
He's moving on up.
Yeah.
He's becoming a big boy in the Army now, almost.
Yeah, I guess he gets almost. To wear training breeches now.
Yeah, he's moving on to pull-ups.
I'm a big kid now. You know when
For
he
the
comes home.
In the room, what is P status?
That's promotable status.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so he's promotable to the rank of E5 Sergeant, granted if he makes his points.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I had to ask him. I was like, I'm Air Force. Is there an antibiotic for that?
Yeah, we call it in the zone, like you're in the zone or, you know.
Yeah. You can definitely use that, too, in the Army.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
You know, if you're in the zone of your points there, just depending on what your MOS is.
Gotcha. Learn something every day. This has been a solid learning experience today. I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, it really has.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Yeah.
Especially during the breaks. Lord.
Yeah, we learned that industrial barrel sizes of a lube. 55 gallons of lube.
How much
Amazon
is the price?
$1,500.
Holy crap.
How much was it?
$1,500.
Wow.
Still a good deal.
Well, and on top of it, you know, if you need somewhere to transport it, you know, for, what is it, 20 grand, you can buy a Badonkadonk Land Cruiser.
A Badonkadonk Land Cruiser?
What the fuck is that?
Zero clue.
I don't know what a Badonkadonk is, unless he's just referring to a straight-up donk.
No, we're not going to touch on that subject. We have from the south. You should know what that is.
Yeah, there's a Jolly Rancher themed donk.
Hey, I'm a south transplant, so I'm not sure what that is. Yeah.
You hang out long enough, you'll find out.
Yeah. Culture shock. So, we're going to have some stories next week, because isn't there going to be a, isn't there, listen to me talk, isn't there going to be a Hooligan and Jekyll mashup?
Yes. Yes, there is, actually.
Oh, poor Georgia.
I've invited Jekyll out to my neck of the woods.
Well.
Hence all the research on the loop.
God damn it.
I haven't got nobody to get him to go that for all, I don't know how long. Usually it's that Chappy.
God fucking damn it. You know, I thought things were good with Trunk Monkey being in Korea, wouldn't have to deal with any of that stuff, and here I am.
Yeah. Speaking of Trunk Monkeys, I kind of miss him on the show. He gets under your hide. He could have gotten you to rant.
I don't miss him.
Aww.
He's in Korea, living it up with Thai ladyboys right now.
So before we have to end the show, I'm going to kick out a few pages. Please don't forget to go over and like our Disgruntled Discussions Facebook page so that we know the shit that you want to listen to, things you want us to talk about. If there's a controversy story that, you know, won't come onto the mainstream pages and you'd like to hear it discussed, send it on over. We don't give a fuck if we get booted. I guess, you know, we've made it a year without getting fired yet, so whatever. So head over to our Facebook page. Don't forget our buddies at K-Bar Soap Co. You can find them on Facebook. Like that sales pitch. Buy their soap. It's shaped like a grenade. It's fucking awesome. And it tastes horrible.
One called Whiskey and Bad Decisions. Do it. Buy it. Buy it before he eats it all. Seriously, man. This guy eats all his soap.
It's going fast.
It's going fast, man.
Don't forget to check out the DV Farm. I know they are doing a bunch of fundraising right now. You can also donate using Amazon, since Amazon's the theme of the night. You can find them and do the donation sign up through Amazon Smile, Amazon.com Smiles. I think I got that right. Probably not, but I'm sure there'll be a link provided somewhere in this bullshit. You can also go buy our merchandise. However, you know, warm it might be right now because we don't have a light-colored shirt. You can catch us over at the DV store under the Disgruntled tab, or if you're lazy, you can go to Disgruntled Lifestyles website and click on their store link, and it'll take you to the DV store. That seems like more work, but whatever. Anybody have anything else?
Yeah. You know, stay fucking frosty. Watch your six. Keep up with your battles. You know, always remember, do your battle checks. Check in with whoever, whenever. Yeah, just got to keep that communication open with your people, no matter how far you are or how long it's been.
Real quick, everybody shoot off a safety tip. Let's see. My safety tip of the week is if you're going to go swimming and you are highly intoxicated and think that you are invincible, you probably aren't. You're going to sink like a rock, so don't do it, people. No swimming. Jekyll.
Never go in dry the first time.
Hence the lube. Yeah. Sidewinder.
Don't ever let your friends mix your drinks.
That's true. Hooligan.
Never pay the hooker first.
Exactly. And there you have it, folks. This week's safety, disgruntled safety tips. Yeah, we sound like a bunch of fire marshal bills. We apologize. But that's going to do it for this show, folks. Tune in next week for another Disgruntled Discussions, only on DV Radio. Bye-bye.
DV Radio.